I got a big fat brain. I'm mentally obese.
That'll be the next
fat brain.
The name of TJ Miller's comedy special. Mentally obese.
Mentally obese.
You like that? I've already named it.
Yeah.
Quickly,
mentally obese.
Because he has his new crowd sorcerer
tour.
That's so hard to say, dude. Sure. I can't even. I sound like I'm wasted. Crowd sorcerer tour.
Yeah.
Not easy to say. Just,
yeah, it isn't easy to say, but it's easy
crowd
to give gifts.
Sorcerer
tour. Yeah. Hey, TJ.
Hi.
Hi, TJ.
Good to see you, man.
It's good to see you guys. I was hoping Heidi would be out of the closet, but she's still in the closet.
No, I'm
there
still in the closet.
She knew you were coming
TJ.
In.
Yeah. I just can't. Your sex appeal is too much for me in real life. I need this
barrier.
This video barrier. Otherwise, you'll come straight.
I will, because I've said before, if I'm going that way, I'm coming to TJ Miller. But you've got a lovely wife, and I don't need Kate to kick my ass.
No, she would really be okay.
Would she care? Yeah, okay. I don't think so. She'd be fine. She'd be like, see, at least someone
she'd
do
like,
it.
That's your favorite show to do, right? Well, then open up. Open up and let her in. I'm like, which way? What do you? Well, how do you think it's going to go? She's like, just turn around, TJ, and open up. Yeah, open up your heart, is what she's saying. Open.
Yes.
I had a doctor's appointment the other day, and the guy said, that, have you ever had a rectal? And I was like, no. And he goes, well, I'll give you one right now if you want it. I'm like, that's a weird way to ask the patient if he needs to be checked. Like, if I want a rectal?
It's weird, but also, why didn't he say rectal exam? That's what's weird.
I know.
Oh, he's yeah, you want me to get in there, rect it up a little bit?
And he was wearing flip-flops.
Take you in a different directal?
Was he
your
even
doctor
a doctor?
Had flip-flops on?
Yeah, he was. And he mentioned it, too. He goes, yeah, a lot of people, you know, I mean, I wear flip-flops. This is who I am. Jeans, flip-flop type of guy. So it's like a lot of people aren't into that. I'm like, oh, I'm cool, I guess.
Yeah, he's like, that's, you know, and I got this dog with me and my surfboard, so.
I'm like, I don't even know if he was a doctor.
Let me give you a quick rectal in a salad.
I don't think you're at a doctor's office. I really
don't. You're at a surf
shop. Yeah?
I think I might have been at a surf shop.
Quiet, ride this wave. Frank, you're going to love this.
It's a surf shop in the back and doctor's general practice in the front.
A new show
on the
Fox.
Wrong door. Oh, yeah. Crap.
Like you're in the back.
Through the back door.
I think you mean to be at the doctor's office.
Until the back door surf shop.
Yeah. He wasn't even talking about a rectal exam. I can teach you how to do a rectal. It's a full surf move. Meanwhile, your pants down, being like, I think I misunderstood this.
Yeah, hit the tube.
So did you want one?
No, I said, how about we get my blood work first, and we'll see how my TSA numbers are. And
PSA. Then TSA.
Yeah. If they're high, I guess it's a prostate issue. I'm like, then we can probably get fingered.
But I
looked at his fingers. As you know, obviously, you gotta.
Oh, that's pretty funny, though.
And my God, guy had like big toes, long big toes for fingers. I mean, every nail on his hand was the size of a big toe nail.
I would love if you held his hand up and like examined it.
Let me see.
No,
before you give me a rectal, let me see those paws. Yeah. Oh, you got big toe fingies.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna have to bring in your younger, daintier
nurse
resident.
Practitioner.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you do this with your pinky, or is that like not? MDA approved.
MDMA.
MDMA.
You're going to need some MDMA.
Bend over, Molly. My name's not Molly.
Well, I got a colonoscopy merely months ago.
Good.
Yeah.
And I get them all the time. I really like my proctologist, but he has a busy social schedule, so the only time we kind of intersect is for a proctology exam. So I get him as often as I can.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't let me come in every couple months, really. He has to wait a year or two.
It's a once every 5 years.
That's a little too often.
You might be too
for who?
Even for
somebody who's afraid of big toe fingers, fine.
He's like, TJ, we got to stop meeting like this.
At least without dinner. Dr. Eisenberg, we do have to keep meeting. but it was really funny. He kind of, I just think it's funny afterwards. I'm like, so how did it go? He's like, we're fine.
Yeah.
It was good.
Well, the truth was,
what do you mean it was fine? It was good. He's like, it was good.
I didn't know, like, I felt like a woman on a date that wasn't quite ready. Like, I enjoyed the guy. He was fine. He was great, you know, nice doctor, you know, personable, great bedside manner. And then when he wanted to get in my pants, I was like, I don't think I'm prepared.
Yeah.
Like
right.
Maybe next day.
Yeah, maybe.
You're a 3-appointment kind of guy.
I'll have to, yeah. I didn't even shave my legs.
On your third appointment. Yeah,
I wasn't planning on it. That's why I didn't shave my legs.
And then you had Taco Bell on your way to there.
And it was loaded up with TJ's hot sauce. And then I backed it up with some TJ's peanut butter. So I was not
prepared. You were not prepared.
Oh,
no.
I didn't bring any peanut butter hot sauce because I didn't have the freshest stuff.
That's why I wanted to bring it up.
So, but instead, I didn't bring any.
Oh.
Instead, I brought different gifts. Doesn't always have to be like that.
All right, yeah.
You're a wonderful
And it's
man.
In his pocket, so it's all warm.
It's all warm.
And melted.
Warm. No, it's not. These aren't edible.
Oh. Okay.
Last time you brought us some lovely
TJ Miller is with us right now. You can go see
him. The Ontario Improv.
Yes.
That's
and
right.
Tonight is the first show. You know if it's sold out
tonight,
or not. 8 p.m. tonight. But he's got two shows on Friday and two shows on Saturday.
We're doing show Friday, two shows Saturday. It's going to be great. And I brought a couple of gifts.
All right.
I thought Corey might be able to come out, but we'll see what she says.
Oh,
first,
wow.
For Heidi.
Okay. Yeah.
Tiny sloth.
I love sloths. TJ, I do love sloths.
That's her spirit animal.
It truly is. You should see how slowly I move.
Look, it slowly wants to tell you it loves you.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you, Mr. Sloth. I'm going to name my sloth TJ.
After 3 days, you can give me a rectal.
Slowly. A very, very slow rectal.
A very slow rectal. You just want it just nice and
for you,
really
Frank, this is a puzzle.
Oh, nice.
A puzzle keychain.
It's called an entanglement puzzle.
It's one of them brain puzzles you have to entangle
and if you can solve it, it will show you where I've hidden the gold.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is fun.
Is this really a puzzle?
Somewhere in Burbank.
Like, this will come apart.
It will.
I feel like
you're the type of guy who will work on it until it comes apart.
He is that type.
And for Corey, I brought, if she want, you want to come out here or
Corey?
You trapped?
I'll be right there.
Are you trapped back there?
Here she comes. Oh, here she comes.
Watch out, boys. She'll chew you up.
All right.
Hi, look at your
hair. Thank you. Did you see Big Hero 6 ever?
No, I haven't seen it.
Anybody see Big Hero 6?
Yeah.
Yes?
6-7.
So there are micro robots that come together, and the robot can sort of build itself and then move fluidly. And so this is one of those micro robots from the original prototype.
Oh my gosh.
From Big Hero 6, the film.
So thank you. And it's black.
Because you put everything together. It is black. I had a white one, but I want to keep it.
I understand. It's in his rectum right now.
It's worth
the doctor will find it at the next visit.
It is worth it.
That's
for you. So now you have to watch Big Hero 6 and you'll see what it's all about.
I can't wait. Thank you.
That's cool.
Of course.
Well, thank you, TJ.
Those are the gifts. And for the three of you, I brought nothing. Absolutely. Zoom in. Absolutely nothing. Yeah, take your time going up.
We have a sloth running.
And then go forward.
The sloth is running.
I guess really slowly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Uh-huh. In the mood for love, TJ Miller.
Yeah, you are bad at camera.
TJ brought us presents and brought you his presents.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all you got.
All of it's a gift.
It is all a gift. And you can be in the presence of greatness, which is TJ Miller, either tonight, Friday, or Saturday. Tickets to improv.com or TJ Miller does not have a website.com. That's also where you can get his hot sauces and peanut butter.
And they're great. And you got to go for it. And we take Apple Pay and Google Pay. And so I don't work with Amazon anymore because they are bad people.
Okay.
Mm. Hey, did you remember it's 9/11? Yeah, I mean, you got the New York hat on, the American flag shirt. That you are the Mall of America shirt
in Minnesota. Yes,
never forget those deals at the Mall of America, September 11th. Everything's 1/11th of the price, 11% off on 9/11.
Oh my God. Oh, TJ.
I really do. I think it's important to remember.
It is.
Because there's a lot going on. For instance, it's a dichotomy, but I'm wearing my Evil Empire socks. So we've got a lot going on from Star Wars. You a big Star Wars guy?
No, I wouldn't say a big Star Wars guy.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
If I had to choose, I would.
And you have to. I want to make that clear.
I'm a Star Wars guy.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
What do you think, Heidi? You Star Trek or Star Wars?
You know,
She's
TJ,
never seen it.
You're right.
You've never seen what?
None of it.
You've never seen Star Trek or Star Wars?
No.
That I know all the. So
I,
much.
It's all in pop. I'm a sloth. I'm slow getting around to things.
Do you know that you're currently in a closet in a house having never seen Star Wars?
Right.
How much
right.
further can we remove you from pop culture without.
Keep trying, let's keep
with you still being a huge fixture in pop culture? What,
that is the irony. That's the dichotomy. Oh, I put the dyke in dichotomy.
That's true. Dyke in dichotomy. All right, t-shirts, print them right now.
Oh, yeah, Klaus, get them done.
I put the dyke in dichotomy.
Oh, good stuff, good stuff. Oh,
boy, that's an easy way for... You know what, though? I feel like that's one of the only shirts I could wear. People would be like, who can fault him for it? It's funny. You know, I think there's a lot of times where you say dyke and people would be like, you can't use that word. That's sexual appropriation.
Yeah.
And that would be pretty cool. So I'm going to get that made. If you're Heidi, you and I should wear those on the show sometime.
And you let me know when and I'll be in studio. We'll wear them together.
You could do, I put the dyke and then I could wear shirt that says in dichotomy.
Do you ever do
and then when we're separate, it's
a real conversation piece.
And I'm walking around, people are like, what's your shirt? It says in dichotomy. And I'm like, you know Heidi from Heidi and Frank?
Yeah.
And they're like, no. And I'm like, do you
that's
know
usually
Star
what
Wars
you'll get.
And Star Trek. And they're like, I love Star Wars. I've seen every Star Trek. And I've heard of Frank.
Vaguely.
But isn't there a Hoodle or something like that? Or a Gina?
God.
I had a lot of trouble just then thinking of two female names that start with an H. So I came up with Hagina.
Hagina.
You couldn't do a Helen and
Hootie.
A Heather?
I couldn't do a Helen and a Heather.
A Holly?
I said Hagina and
Hagina's not happening. No, no.
Hootie. Isn't Hootie from the Blowfish?
All right, let's do a round of H girl names. All right. Harriet.
Going old school.
Do I get that noise if I get it right?
Yeah.
Herbetta.
TJ, you're horrible at this.
Yeah. I know. Just the H's. Hold on. Helena of Troy.
Oh, yeah. There is a Helena who listens to the show.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Helena.
Yes.
Yourself together.
Heidi, H name. Woman.
Holly.
Holly. That's such an easy one.
That was the one that
Hannah.
I could.
Center
Hannah.
Split.
Hannah.
You say Heather?
Oh, my
Heather?
God, TJ. Don't you just want to kill?
Why?
Because you said Herbetta and Heather was still on the board.
Wait, aren't we still going around? What's
yeah,
going
we're still around. We're still going around. I'm just saying these are like.
Yeah,
don't
Johnny
you feel
went.
Bad?
Now Jordan's got to go.
Oh, did you start with Harriet?
Yeah, yes. I started with Harriet.
Okay, then I'm not going to say that.
But you're definitely going to stall yeah. right now.
Yes. Just checking. You are stumped. Oh, I got one.
Heaven. No, I got.
You almost said heaven.
Wait, that's
her
a
name. Is Heaven.
Yeah,
there you go.
I will count it if Herbetta got through.
Yeah. All right, Hilda.
Hilda.
Whoa! Somebody's grandma.
All right.
My turn.
What is your turn?
Yeah,
but didn't you just do Hilda?
No, he did Hilda.
Okay,
Renee.
I'm in here. TJ, hi.
Heloise.
Hey, quit being a jerk. Keep it down.
Heloise.
What?
Heloise.
Heloise. All right. Hamburgerina. Isn't that the best one so far? Though
I mean.
She's a meaty gal.
She's going to grow up fat.
I would love if somebody, well, or maybe just mentally obese. But I think, I do love some white trash family being like, this is Hamburgerina. We named her about what we love.
Yeah.
Hamburgers.
Syphilis and gonorrhea.
And Rena. And Rena.
She's always getting grounded.
Renal issues.
Grounded.
Johnny.
That's a short skirt on her.
Yeah, short skirt, yes.
You guys, this has been so fun. You know, this I think is the most lively and fun show to go in and do because there's so many personalities and Heidi just overshadows all of them. She's not even in the room.
I mean...
Sometimes I think about and remember what it was like to have her in the room and it makes me shudder.
Oh.
It's like a single utter butter.
All right, that's all TJ's time.
No, but that was just for Heidi. If you saw,
that was just for Heidi.
I shot her like single utter butter.
Mm.
And then, what have you guys been up to out here? Because I don't think I've been out here since There's a lot that's happened. What's happened? California.
You've been spending more time in Manhattan than you are in L.A.?
Yeah, for sure. And yeah. It's been great out there. It's good. The weather, like, finally kind of got better, but so did yours, sort of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then have you guys ever had one of those summers where, like, everything goes wrong? Like, you just you can't believe. It's like my father-in-law fell 5 times since July. Like,
and does he live with you? Or am I remembering?
No, he lives alone, but it's in our place in Sag Harbor on the east end of Long Island.
Okay.
And so we were able to go out there. We were out there for the whole summer, and that was, you know, pretty wild dealing with all that. And he went to go to the emergency room a bunch of times. And then my mother, everybody relax, died in April.
Really?
She passed away when she was in April. And it's a weird thing because no one my age has a parent that has passed away. So it's a weird thing. And as a comedian, it's like, it's pretty damaging, but you kind of have to have a joke about it. So do you guys want to hear my joke?
Yes, please.
100%.
So you only get one. And I'll say, oh, my mother died recently. And people go, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And I go, that's okay. Unless you had something to do with it. And that's fine because you got to see him kind of not know how to navigate that. Yeah. Some people be like, no, I don't know. Yeah.
And then the nervous laughter seems like they did have something to do with it. They're probably going to go.
They seem super guilty. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So wait a second.
But I actually have 3 jokes. That's a pretty good joke. You want to hear the other two?
Yes.
Always.
Okay. The second one is... they'll say, oh, you got a lot going on, man, and I haven't been able to get in touch with you because your world spins out of control. And I'm like, oh, well, my mother died. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, well, why do you keep bringing it up? Can't stop bringing it up. I don't want to talk about it. So there you are, bringing it up again. And they're like, no, I didn't mean, but I was just asking about it. And then the best one, but this is too dark. I have never done this one, and I never will.
Well, it's on this dark. Show.
You okay? Yeah, on this show, it's okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I really have never done this. I never will. But I'll say, yeah, actually, recently, in April, my mother died. And they'll go, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And I go, that's okay. It'll happen to you, too.
Wow.
It's too dark. Yeah.
It's
too dark.
Well, you're in good company, TJ, because my mom and dad both died.
She's always a one-upper.
My mom died on Christmas morning. Frank's dad just died.
Really?
What month is that, Johnny?
I don't remember. My dad died of Alzheimer's, so I don't even remember.
Frank. Oh my God, it's happening to you too. It's happening to you too.
It's genetic.
It's genetic.
Yeah, it's a lot, man.
It sucks.
It's truly
a
lot.
We're in a horrible club. Horrible club.
But yeah, it's a terrible club. But
unless you hated your mom, then you don't care.
And then no, she ruled. But I had an interesting thing where it's, you know, my agent and people around me just kind of said, do you want to stop doing comedy for a little while? You know, do you want to take the next couple weekends off or a month off? And I said, no, you know, and it wasn't even like she would want me to soldier on. I said, no, that's kind of what I do. That's going to make me happy. It's going to make other people happy. And at some point, I'm going to have to be able to talk about it on the radio on KLOS.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you deal with stress is comedy. It's like you turn to making yourself laugh, even if it's
and making other people laugh.
Yeah,
I think is really the deal. And so I said, I don't need to take a break, you know. So what is my next weekend? And they were like, Ontario. And I was like, I think I gotta stay in. I need to go on my own. I just can't go to the Inland Empire. Even though I know the Inland Emperor. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's great. He's a cool guy. You know, he's like, I have made it possible for all of these lowriders to go wherever they want in my Inland Empire. Everyone shall have access to excellent pico de gallo in my Inland Empire.
This has to be a character series you have on YouTube, the Inland Emperor.
Yes, no, that's what every time I go in there and I act like the Inland Empire at the Ontario Improv and I bless people. You shall be given 5 cases of malt liquor after the show. Deuce, I love you. You are a beautiful woman, the most beautiful in the empire. Get her tequila that came from a plastic bottle. Hear ye, hear ye. We're adding a 20% automatic gratuity.
The Crowd Sorcerer Tour. How'd you come up with the name?
I source a lot of the comedy from the crowd.
You do. You're the master.
We're doing. I think we're changing. I wasn't able to bring. I wasn't able to bring this stuff down, but my wife had this great idea, and I want to do. Maybe you guys can come up with a good name for, because I'm changing the name of the tour. And my wife, this tells you a lot about Kate. She's so funny, but she said she had this like epiphany, this strike, this eureka moment. She maintains that she told me about it, but I don't remember it. It could be any number of reasons.
Typical.
She goes, you weren't even listening to me. I go, that it is much more likely that I was drunk. How could you possibly go straight to you never listen to me when likely I was drunk or high or both? Maybe I was getting a rectal on MDMA.
I was busy.
Distracted.
Yeah, so she goes like this. She goes, oh my God. She opens the Amazon. She goes, they're here. They're here, TJ. And I'm like, I can't wait. What is she talking about? Mm. And she walks over and she goes, I bought you pants. I'm like, okay, because she doesn't really buy me clothes, really. Yeah. Certainly not without going to a store with me or something. And I take them out, and they're like these warm-up sweatpants. They look like you would buy them at a, not like an Adidas shop. Yeah, like, but like a worse Adidas shop. Like one of those places on Melrose that is just like street leisure wear or something. Uh-huh. And they're just blue pants. I go, well, okay, thank you. She goes, don't you remember? And I go, what? She says, those are the tearaway pants.
Oh.
And I go, what? And she goes, I think this is my idea. She never gives me ideas for jokes or anything. She would never do this. She's like, I have your closer. What you do is you close, you finish your last joke, and then you go, but let's be honest, in a place like this, who needs pants? And then you rip your pants off and say goodnight. And she wants me to get underwear that says goodnight.
That is pretty good.
That's so funny. And I have to tell you, you guys, because I doubt any of you have seen someone rip their pants off in front of you.
No.
I wish I had them here. I really, really do. But she won't let me take them out of
New York. And then you have a pair of underwear. Are the underwear white with like black goodnight?
Yeah, that's what right. I don't have like, those
really
yet.
Really clear.
Yeah, you have to be able to see it. And she also said like,
no,
there's such thing as tearaway shirts.
It looks like white underwear.
Yeah.
All the lights go out and good night and glow in the dark.
That's amazing.
Wow. Okay, yes, yes, yes.
That
yes,
is
yes.
so funny. Well, no, then it should be black underwear.
Yeah.
It'll just white look good like night. Suddenly good night is floating around my penis and on its way as you run, to give me a record.
As you go off the stage, the good night is like moving.
That's right.
Good and you're calling the floating. Show good night penis.
Good night penis. Okay, but is it the tearaway?
No, but then you can't.
Is it the tearaway tour?
Yeah. Oh, the tearaway. Yeah,
tour.
I like it.
The tearaway
like
tour is good. I feel like people won't. And if you know, a couple of times I've gotten on stage, there are people in the audience. They'll be like, tear away pants, or they'll yell something like that. You like your warm-up pants. And then people are like, what? And then they forget. And then when I actually rip my pants off, it is so funny. And in Philadelphia, my two buddies, we all got tri-corner hats. And at the end of the show, the screen goes up, and we're all reciting the Declaration of Independence in our tricorder hats, and we get to like life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and I tear my pants off and I go, go birds. The Eagles thing. And they lost it. They were like laughing and they were confused. That's the funniest part is when you tear away your pants and people aren't ready for it, they just haven't seen it. And so they just can't believe
The underwear style though obviously is an accentuation. You tear off the pants, is it always a Speedo? Like
you gotta have a brief.
I put on two disposable underwears. The brief is funny, but it came to the point. It's like you don't want to be like, "Look, this is my penis," especially if there's not a ton there. And so,
well, then the lights are going to go out really quickly. So it's like, "This is the fun." How about this?
She says it all the time.
You tear away your pants, and then you have tearaway boxers on underneath that,
and then there's briefs underneath,
and it says good night. But then the lights go out; they don't see how big your bulge is. Fine,
Jack. Quick, good night, and then I rip off the boxers. Stop looking at my penis. Don't look at my ball.
My ball.
My single ball. But the tearaway tour is pretty good. Oh, and so this is a quick roll story, which is Alice Cooper, right?
Yeah.
Great band. Great.
Does overnights here on KLOS.
Really?
Yeah,
he's a friend of the show. He's great.
Okay,
great.
So here's what happened. So I'm in Philadelphia. It's a Live Nation venue. Alice Cooper's playing at one of their other venues. And right before I got ready, the manager at the club, the Punchline, it's a great club, and he goes, And also, I wanted to let you know that you have a special guest in the audience tonight. And I was like, oh, cool. I couldn't think of anybody that I had invited or anything. He goes, Alice Cooper will be in the audience. And I was like, are you serious? And he goes, yes, he's coming to see the show. And I was like, so excited. So that was so funny. I tried to do the show without, without thinking about it and being confident.
Right.
You know, I wasn't like looking for him to see where he was or whatever. So I finished the show. I come off stage, and then I remember I didn't tear off my pants. I forgot to tear off my pants because it was the first show where I was going to do that. And I just forgot, maybe because I was a anxious Alice.
Alice Cooper was there. In your own head about Alice Cooper, yeah.
So I'm in the green room. And I'm with my buddy, and I'm like, I've completely forgot to do the pants joke. And he's like, what is the pants joke? And then I just rip off my pants in front of him. I tear them off, and he's just laughing and laughing. And I'm sitting on the couch. I go, it would have been so hilarious. The only thing funnier would be if Alice Cooper walked in right now, and I just have no pants. And I look over, and it's Alice Cooper and his bandmates. And the manager's like, Alice Cooper, this is TJ Miller. And I get up, and in my mind, I'm like, there are two options here, TJ. Awkwardly put your pants back on, or just be pantsless for this time that you're going to have with Alice Cooper.
And never break eye contact.
And that's what I did, and I never broke eye contact. And I kept talking to the guitarist, and he was this really cool guy. And then I just started talking to Alice Cooper. I was like, you know, I'm not like the biggest music fan, but I loved your music. And it was also funny because it was like, you know, it was great music, but you're making fun of the genre sort of. So from a perspective of a comedian, I just always appreciated that. And that was something that was really influential to me. And the guy's like, oh, all right. Yeah. Thank you. That's great. And I'm like, and I'm so glad that you guys came. It's really an honor to me. And what did you think of the show? He's, oh, it's great, man. You guys were great. And he's shaking my hand. It's great. And I was like, this is so funny to be pantsless with Alice Cooper. And he goes, you know, I'm not Alice Cooper, right? And I go, what? And he goes, I'm not Alice. I'm in Alice Cooper, but I'm not him. And I was like, oh, I never get like flustered or anything ever. And I was like, oh, I know. Yeah. And he goes, no, I look a lot like Alice Cooper. Like, I joke I should make a shirt that says I'm not Alice Cooper. And I was like, well, you know, I... Go on now. Get on now. Get, little boy. Get on now. Don't come back now. And so... Oh my God. And so I like awkwardly make conversation with this guy, and I'm like, what's it like to be a rock star? Like, the whole thing
right.
is awkward now. It's just completely awkward. And then finally I'm able to like kind of go over to Rex and sort of like actually talk to him. And he's a big comedy fan, and that's why they were there. It turns out Alice Cooper was not there at all.
Not at all.
And I was just so, like, embarrassed that I was like, how could I have not known? And then we looked at pictures of them, and he looks exactly like Alice Cooper. Why is he doing that? They look exact. It's almost pathological. So later we had a drink with the guitarist, and he was able to kind of, it was the next night, and he was like, look, we all think it's weird that he dresses exactly like Alice Cooper. And also he knew that you were talking to him thinking he was Alice Cooper. So at the dressing room last night, we were all just dogging on him, making fun of him. There's a girl in the group, and she was like, how long were you going to let that go on for? You're just going to pretend to be Alice Cooper for the entire time? And he's like, no, I was just looking for a good time to let him know. It's like, well, you could have done it immediately.
All of a sudden, your underwear doesn't even seem like that big of an embarrassment.
Yeah, it's not at all. And then the manager and everybody there said that they were told that Alice Cooper was coming, and no one said the word band. So no one said Alice Cooper from the band or Alice Cooper the band,
right.
Any of that stuff. And I go, well, can you just tell them I'm so sorry? Because there are very few times in my life where I'm flustered or embarrassed or...
You can roll with anything.
Especially with your pants off.
Yeah, it is very rare. And the guy goes, oh, no, he was so drunk. He doesn't really drink. So he had a bunch of tequila. And so I don't even think he remembers meeting you because we got back to the hotel and he just puked all night. Like, he barely made it to the show. And I was like, what a weird win for me to be pantsless, think I'm talking to Alice Cooper, not talking to Alice Cooper, trying to make it cool with this non-Alice Cooper guy. Then later finding out it didn't matter because he was so drunk he blacked out and puked in the hotel for 2 hours and almost didn't make it to the show. I was like, these series of events just don't happen that often. Yeah. And they're what makes my life, I think, worth living.
You don't get to edit your own life. That's clip, clip, tape.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Yeah. Boom.
That never happened.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. A plus. 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
TJ Miller, always fun having you here, man.
It's so great hanging out with you guys. I want to hear when you solve that puzzle, you have access to all.
I think I made it worse
of my gold.
I've been working on it the entire time.
What are you going to name your? You have to watch Big Hero 6. That would have been so much cool if she'd watched it.
Yeah,
she knew what I was talking
She'll
about.
She'll watch it tonight.
I should have given it to you, but
yeah. Nope.
What's worse was that wasn't even Corey. That was just another black girl in the office.
Yeah, right.
And we her name is Corey
she just
as well.
Looks like her.
Looks a lot like Corey.
Yeah. Then a joke about a word that's a name that starts with H that rhymes with Corey, and then the ending of my whole time on the show is Corey.
Clip, clip, tape. Clip, clip, tape.
Clip, 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 clip.
Thank you, TJ.
We love you,
Go
TJ
see
Miller.
TJ's going to be at the Ontario Improv.
Ontario Improv. So fun, you guys.
Improv.com. TJ Miller does not have a website.
Beatbox, you got.
.com. You want to take a case of that home with you?
I take some beatbox with me.
Be careful.
That stuff is so bad for you, but so effective.
There's a beatbox camouflage hat for you.
It's always funny to see homeless people on the street in New York drinking it because it just doesn't seem right. You're like, you should have malt liquor. They got this like bright fluorescent thing and it's pickle margarita. They're like, yum, yum, yum. Troubles go away. I'm going to beat this box.
Troubles go away.
All right, honey. We got to apologize and get the hell out of here. So,
man.
And don't forget over at mycrack.com at 1 p.m. It's the Four Whiskeys podcast followed by Punch Drunk. It starts at 3 p.m. So, never forget.
Never
that as well.
All the people that, got us to this point.
So let's apologize, Heidi, and get the hell out of here.
Yes, ice cream shops, stepdads, pit bull, and the habit.
Countertop shops, makeup artists, Lauren Green, and volleyball judges.
Tito Jackson, Bubbles the Chimp, Carell, and Little House on the Prairie.
Michael Caine, Kim Possible, Mars, and Mormons.
All you Survivor fans, relatives, Florida, Georgia Line, and TJ Miller's wife, Kate, trust me, I'm no threat.
Packers fans, the Inland Emperor, big-fingered proctologist, and the mentally obese, you really have to listen to the whole show brought to you by GimmeTheVin.com, America's best car buyer. We are Heidi and Frank.
I love your smile.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.